It's Monday, the 1st of September, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 5 p.m. news. The Namibian police has launched a nationwide amnesty on illegal arms, ammunition and armaments for September. The public can surrender weapons without fear of arrest or prosecution. Here's Chief Inspector Eliphas Kuwinga with more.
Number one, as per the Act, we will not arrest anybody during this period. That's why it is called an amnesty. Anyone who is in possession of a firearm that is illegal, that does not have paper, of which the serial number is probably scratched, those are the people that we want them to come, bring, surrender those firearms. No prosecution as per the Act. No arrest as per the Act. Any police station can be approached to surrender these firearms.
Etosha Fishing Corporation has landed its first consignment of pilchards since 2017 following Cabinet's approval of a 10,000-ton quota. The Namibia Press Agency reports that the moratorium on pilchard fishing imposed back in 2018 after stocks collapsed has allowed the resource to rebuild. The quota processed through a partnership with Ecofish Farms will revive domestic production and safeguard jobs. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has launched a G20 expert task force to examine global wealth inequality and its impact on growth, poverty and multilateralism. It's the first initiative of its kind for the G20. According to Reuters, the six-member task force, chaired by Nobel laureate Joseph Stiglitz, is expected to present its findings to G20 leaders when they convene in Johannesburg in November. Staying on the continent, security experts have warned that peace talks between the Democratic Republic of Congo and M23 rebels mediated by Qatar could stall. Fighting continues in eastern Congo, with both sides accusing one another of breaking the ceasefire.
Representatives of the government of the Democratic Republic of Congo and M23 rebels are meeting in Qatar to try and resolve the conflict in eastern DRC. But a Congolese security expert says the talks are likely to drag on much longer due to the mistrust of the warring parties. Didier Bitaki says the M23 rebels sent their delegation to Qatar to discuss the violation of the ceasefire and the release of their detained members, but not a peace deal. Both sides were expected to sign a comprehensive peace deal last month, but fighting broke out, shattering the truce. Chris Ochamringa, Kinshasa.
And U.S. President Donald Trump is pushing for more control over everything as he challenges long-established norms in his second term. Reporting for Reuters is Ryan Chang.
Donald Trump is pushing for more control over everything the federal government and its agencies do, according to experts in presidential authority. They say a string of high-profile firings last week could undermine public trust in agencies that are meant to provide expertise while operating above party politics. In 3 days, Trump fined Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Susan Monterez, and Railroad Regulator Robert Primus. The administration has said Monterez and Primus were dismissed because they did not align with Trump's agenda. Monterez had resisted changes to vaccine policy that she believed contradicted scientific evidence.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na, as well as our various social media platforms, Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.